KPFA brings the listening public the other point of view.
There was a strong sense that this was the beginning of something that would spread across the country.
On Sunday, November 3rd, at the historic Hollywood Theater, KBOO presents an exclusive benefit screening of the film KPFA On the Air.
This documentary tells the powerful story of the beginnings of listener-sponsored radio in the United States with the birth of Pacifica in Berkeley in 1949.
KPFA On the Air chronicles the origins of the free speech movement, the first stirrings of the student movements at Berkeley, and opposition to the Vietnam War in the early 1960s.
Eventually spawning a network of free-form, independent radio stations across the country, including KBOO, which came on the air in 1968. So come join us at the Hollywood Theater, Northeast 41st and Sandy Boulevard, Sunday, November 3rd, at 7 in the evening.
Help keep community radio strong and thriving into the future.
KPFA,
Human rights advocates from around the world have converged on Louisiana this week to honor Herman Wallace, Angola 3 member released just days before his death, October 4th. They're not only there to celebrate the victory of having his conviction overturned or to mourn his passing. They're in Louisiana to demand the state end its campaign of vengeance against remaining Angola 3 member Albert Woodfox. Tune in to a deeper look this Thursday morning, October 24th. My guest is released Angola 3 member Robert Hillary King. You'll have the opportunity to seize the moment and join the effort to free Albert Woodfox. That's this Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. on a membership drive edition of A Deeper Look.
Katie, today is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. I want to thank Steve Nasser for engineering today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks so much, Kathleen. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening to this. We're in the middle of membership drive. We're wrapping it up. Not the middle. We're heading into the final home stretch just a very few minutes after this program. The membership volunteers are going to tell you what the goal is and where we are insofar as trying to reach that goal. Meanwhile, we're going to have Walter Tamasitis on. He is, of course, well known to many listeners as the Hanford whistleblower. And he'll be joining us to talk a little bit about his situation. We tried to reach him yesterday. He was in a car traveling to a meeting with attorneys. The latest development in the saga of Walter Tamasitis is a real shocker, so much so as to even made it into the view of mainstream media. Also, coming up this weekend, Stop Watching Us rally across the country. We're going to be listening. We're going to be talking with Catherine Maher about that and letting you know how you can get organized and find out how to turn out to raise your voice against those who would collect your voice or your messages or your address book or your text messages or any other form of communication in which you choose to express yourself. First, the weather. Catherine's on the line waiting to join us. We want to just get to the weather for around Cascadia because, after all, this is where our feet are planted firmly on the ground. Today, of course, many noticed areas of fog. The sun breaking through has done so here in Portland. Highs around 70 to 75. Very extraordinary weather for late October. We're going to be having for the duration of the week highs in that area, 70 to 75. Light wind. East wind 10 to 15 near the gorge. I'll say it's blowing a goat out where I live. And tonight, partly cloudy. Lows 40 to 45. Windy in places. My place, for example. And tomorrow it is looks like we'll have a partly sunny morning. And then that will burn off entirely, leaving us with high 65 to 70. And again, same wind situation in town. Not much to speak of out there in the gorge. Plenty. tomorrow night, clear skies in the evening, possibly clouding over a bit, fog later on in the middle of the night, lows 40 to 45 and light wind. Regarding the alternative forecast, the moon is 18 days old, and we'll catch up with the lunar forecast tomorrow, because right now we have Catherine Mayer on the line right now to talk about something that is of extraordinary importance, the Stop Watching Us campaign. We are later going to be speaking, I hope, with Senator Ron Wyden. Ron Wyden, of course, there's a petition out. Robert Nayman of Just Foreign Policy has made a direct request to KBOO listeners and members to sign a petition to demand that more transparency regarding drones and drone warfare. And now, since that development, what do we see? Possibility of the Obama administration, Obama himself, in fact, being charged with war crimes for the drone strikes in Yemen, where the death toll has reached staggering numbers, and all the while the U.S. government claims that these are militants and that no civilians have been killed. You can tell who the militants are. They're the dead guys lying on the ground, right? Wrong. Well, and meanwhile, back at the ranch, Senator Ron Wyden also is on board with a campaign to demand greater responsibility from the National Security Agency, and also a rollback of the draconian intervention into our private lives. Here this morning to speak directly to that matter is Catherine Mayer. Thanks so much for being with us today, Catherine.
Hi, Chris. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners today.
Yes, and so there is an action. Many people do call up and say, is there anything going on? And in fact, our answer is yes, there is. Across the country, there are going to be actions. It's, the umbrella term for this is Stop Watching Us, which pretty much says a lot, but not all. Could you fill us in on the details?
Sure, yeah. The name sums it up. Stop Watching Us is a coalition group of more than 100 organizations from across the political spectrum, from some of the folks on the far progressive left to some of the folks on the right. And we have come together over the course of the last few months since the summer revelations about NSA spying to demand reform. We are demanding reform for Section 215 of the Patriot Act, Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act, and we'd like to see Congress actually convene a committee to investigate the sort of full extent of NSA spying. We'd like to see more transparency in the courts, particularly the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, about the decisions they're making that implicate the privacy of Americans. And we're coming together this Saturday on October 26th in Washington, D.C., to protest on the National Mall in front of Congress to let them know that this is something that is not acceptable to the American people and reform is necessary now.
Senator Ron Wyden has been somewhat forthright in his opposition to the FISA overreaches and generally the NSA spying on us in general. My question would be, when would it be appropriate, since Senator Wyden is privy to some of the techniques and tactics, the extent to which the NSA has invaded our lives. He knows some stuff that we don't know, in other words. And he says that he's keeping tabs on things. And I'm wondering what stops some of these lawmakers, some of our elected representatives, from actually becoming whistleblowers, because he's indeed, if he has this information, why can't Senator Wyden blow the lid off the whole works and tell us the parts of this fiasco that we do not know?
Well, that's a good question. I think that Senator Wyden and his staff have done a remarkable job in raising all the alarms that they could have possibly raised within, both in terms of the public, in terms of trying to get that out in front of the media, in terms of sending public letters. Certainly Senator Wyden was not alone in this. He worked very closely with Senator Udall on a lot of these issues prior to this the revelations from Edward Snowden. I just, you know, I think one of the issues is that in the absence of hard evidence, it was very difficult for any, you know, to actually gain media traction on this. You know, one of the things that we've also heard from other legislators is that it's incredibly difficult for them to actually be able to, they sign non-disclosure agreements before seeing much of this information. You know, they're bound by their oaths of office in terms of respecting the bounds of classification. And I you know, wouldn't want to hazard a guess for Senator Wyden, but I certainly think that, you know, for many of us who believe that reform will only be achieved if it comes through inside, it's important to have allies like Senator Wyden who remain in their positions and are privy to this information, who can act as the canaries in the coal mines, if you will, the people who are arguing on behalf of the rights of the American people and raising the alarm when they see that those rights are not being respected.
And let's just to remind listeners that the rally is taking place on the 12th anniversary of the redoubtable USA Patriot Act. This travesty, this insult to our independence, our whole notion of free people, that many people have come of age under the USA Patriot Act and give it no thought at all. I personally think about it every day. I worry that people are going to forget that this looms over us as a constant in our lives. Briefly, very briefly, Gil, can you give us how can we access your website, the information there, and more information about the rally and what people can do across here and across the country to participate? It is the 12th anniversary of the USA Patriot Act coming
up. That's right. It is the 12th anniversary of the Patriot Act. We encourage you, if you're located anywhere on the East Coast, to come to Washington, D.C. on that Saturday. The rally begins at 11:30 in front of Union Station, right by the Congress. If you're not in D.C., there are a number of actions you can take. You can visit rally.stopwatching.us to find more information about some of the ways you can participate, host a viewing party, get engaged in your area. And our friends at the ACLU are running a virtual rally, so it's worth checking that out, too.
Thanks so much for that. This has been Catherine Maurer. We're very fortunate to have a guest on the show. Other stories from around Cascadia. There is in Washington, wrong body in the casket, and body subsequently cremated against the
all these stories coming to you on Air Cascadia as Chris brings it to you every weekday, 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 to 10:15. We thank her for her efforts. Fabulous information about the 12th anniversary of the U.S. Patriot Act. Thank you, Chris, for bringing us Air Cascadia. And now we want to thank you, oh, dear listener, for giving us a call at 877-500-5266 and supporting programming just like this, supporting public affairs on KBOO overall. It is vital that we hear from you. Consider sustaining us with $5 a month or $1 a day. Become a hero for KBOO Community Radio right now by calling 877-500-5266 and telling us that, yes, you can afford a dollar a day to enrich your entire community.
Chris is a tireless volunteer and comes in day after day to produce for you this newscast, Air Cascadia, and we keep the lights on with your donations. That's what allows this to happen. When you call 877-500-5266, you're keeping the signal working for our tireless volunteers like Chris Andre, and you're also making it possible for us to train new volunteers. Every day, new volunteers are coming in, and this clearinghouse, this emporium, is clearing out access, training, and programming to the entire community. That's what we're asking you to support. When you call 877-500-5266, I want to thank Autumn in Portland for starting a new electronic funds transfer. And listeners, you can do that right now as well. I want to thank Carol in Astoria for renewing her membership in person. She really enjoyed Paul Rowland's piece, and there's room for more of you aboard the Mighty 90.7. Toll free, 877-500-5266. No other media source is bringing you this information. Real radio, real people with real voices. You can support that online at kboo.fm, or you can come on down like like Carol, and see us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Do it right now.
We ask that you go ahead and reach deep into your pocket and figure out how much you can afford to support your community radio station, because your community radio station, in fact, supports you day in and day out with information, cultural news programming, with ideas that edify and sort of, well, you know, incite and inspire action. That is one of the reasons we exist here. We exist to keep your toes tapping with music from old time to experimental, and we exist to, in fact, broaden discourse. For your contribution of $120 right now at 877-500-5266, you can get a 4-gig flash drive with exclusive content from this membership drive, all manner of interviews, of public affairs broadcasts, like you heard yesterday, with Chris Hedges, with Catherine Austin Fitz, with Bill McKibben, all and so many original KABU programs. You can get that thumb drive at $10 a month or a one-time gift at 877-500-5266. Make it your very own. Keep this information going throughout the community. Help spread the word and help spread the good word of community radio right now. Support us. 877-500-5266.
Today on Flashpoints, will the United Nations really investigate the Obama administration for drone crimes against humanity? Also, torturing children in Palestine, a personal account. Dick Cheney on the government dole, that's an interesting one. And I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned.